It is 20 minutes after 4 o'clock on your Monday downtown. Rich Kimble and Brian Stackpole here on the Pulse, AM 620 WZON. Time to talk some Patriots this afternoon. We're joined on the G&M Family Market telephone line by our friend Nick Coit of ABC6 in Providence. Nick, what's going on?
Hey, you know, I am happy to be on the airwaves with Maine's Sportscaster of the Year once again. Congratulations, Rich.
Oh, thank you very much, Nick.
And also on with the producer of the mid-decade as well, Brian Stackpole.
Yes, I think they've retired that award.
Have they really? Yeah. Oh, that's a shame. Well, he deserves a trophy.
Well, they're just going to call it the stack. I mean, it's locked every year for him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, man, oh, man, what did you think yesterday? You were there for Patriots on Saturday, rather. Was it all that you expected?
Rich, it's funny. I don't think we knew what to expect. I mean, was it going to be that Patriots team that was rolling on offense 10-0 to start the season, or was it going to be that, team that lost 4 out of 6 in the season, all banged up and beat up? And, you know, I've never seen a more bizarre week, you know, as a fan growing up here and as a guy covering the team, a more bizarre week leading up to a game with the Chandler Jones incident, what that did around Foxborough, and then Rob Gronkowski, he's there, he's not there, he's there, he's not there. Bill Belichick walks in with a black eye. Like, what was going on? And then, as Patriots always do, they calmed everybody's nerves there and any expectations that were, you know, maybe there for them. They lived up to them. They were fine. And they came out, especially on that first drive, too. I mean, it was just right away, you know, okay, the Pats are back. And they played really well, and they're back in the AFC Championship game again. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that first drive, I think, was the key. I really felt like that drive set the tone for the entire game.
Absolutely. And you could tell right away that the Pats were going to have a good day with that drive, with what they were doing. I mean, you come out, and Brady was in the shotgun the whole drive, and Julian Edelman's back, and he's full going. Yeah, okay, he had a couple of drops to start the game, but he still got a couple of key first downs on that drive, and you know, you're spreading 5 wide. I mean, it looked like what the Patriots are good at, and that is getting the ball out quickly. Because when Brady can get the ball out in less than 2 seconds, which he averaged, I believe, 1.9, I was reading Ryan Hannibal of WEEI.com does a great job with his stopwatch column, and he said, you know, 1.9 seconds was the average of Brady getting the ball out of his hands, which when that happens, obviously it masks your deficiencies on the offensive line. It gets the ball out quickly. It allows guys like Edelman to make plays. Really, it's their bread and butter. They were able to go back to it. They put all their eggs in that. Let's get healthy for the tournament basket, and it paid off for them.
So from your perspective, Nick, who was the key? Was it having Gronk back? Was it Brady, or was it some of the work on the defensive side?
I think it was everything. I think Brady was what Brady always is. I think Gronk's really shown us something this season, too, because I think in the past, you know, not to ever say that Rob Gronkowski is tough, because he's far from it, but, you know, in the past, he's managed his injuries differently. And we saw it even this season. It looked like it might go that way again, too, with the whole, you know, he injures his knee in Denver, and then there's a joint family statement with the team. It's like, what is that? But you know what? I think Gronk was like, listen, like, we got a good team here. I might be a little banged up, but I can play through it. He did play through it. A couple of touchdowns in the game. I mean, you know, even banged up, you put the ball in Gronk's hands in the red zone, he's still going to have a great chance to make a play. And the defense was great, too. I think the Chiefs had a little success in the second half, and there's still some things to work on. But, you know, I'm always impressed with how far Malcolm Butler's come. Mm. I mean, it just seems like every week that kid gets better and better. He's got a swagger about him now, which is important for that position. The linebackers, when they're together, when they're healthy, there's not much you can do against Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower. I think Chandler Jones had a couple of big plays, too. I think everybody contributed to that win. And like I said, they put all their eggs in that basket in terms of trying to get healthy and rest up for the playoffs. We saw it in the Miami game. It was like, yikes, this strategy better pay off, and it did. So that's good thing for the Pats.
Nick Coit, ABC 6 in Providence, talking Patriots with us here this afternoon. So many great stats for Tom Brady, the playoff wins, a record there, but that's skewed a little bit by extra playoff rounds. But the number that's most impressive to me is the 10th trip to a conference championship game.
Will we ever see something like that again? It's 10 times in 15 years. Five straight is impressive in itself.
Yeah.
10 times in 15 years. We're spoiled around here. We are. It's like, oh, yeah, great, another AFC championship game. It's like, that's unbelievable. I mean, you look back at all the great dynasties in the NFL, and, I don't think they were able to do that much this is spanning now into a second decade. It seems like every great football organization that's been in the NFL has had its decade. You've had the Steelers, you've had the 49ers in the 80s, you've had the Cowboys in the 90s, you had the Patriots, which seems to be, its own decade and own dynasty, but it's still going. And it's unbelievable. And it's a tribute to what Bill Belichick has put in place. And even this week, he said that, he puts his players through a lot, and he's really happy and he's really proud when they're able to pull off a victory like this, because it's not like it's really, really fun to play for Bill Belichick in New England. He demands a lot of his players, and when they put it back in and they reward him like that, it's huge. So yeah, it's really staggering to see.
Nick, how do you size up the matchup? I mean, watching that Denver game, Peyton Manning was there, at least a guy wearing Peyton Manning's uniform, but it was clearly the defense that won that game for Denver. Is this a good matchup, even on the road for the Patriots at a place where Tom Brady hasn't had much success?
Yeah, I think people are obviously going to make out, this matchup to be Brady versus Manning 17, and honestly, I think it's not that. And I'm guilty of it, too. I've said it the last couple of days here, but honestly, I think it's the Patriots' offense, which was efficient again, versus the Denver defense, because I think the Denver defense is what is going to win that game for them. They're one of the best in the NFL in terms of against the run, against the pass, you name it. And Peyton Manning, the stat that was staggering to me is that Peyton Manning has one touchdown pass all season at his home stadium, at Sports Authority Field.
Wow.
Tom Brady has three, and he played one game there. He's three times as many touchdown passes Manning on his home field. That's unbelievable. I mean, Manning is, you said it perfectly, Rich, that's a guy wearing Peyton Manning's jersey out there. He's not the same quarterback. So that is not the matchup. It's the Patriots' offense versus the Denver defense. If the Patriots can score, I think the Pats' defense is healthy enough and good enough to slow down the run, which is probably what they're going to go after him, the Broncos offense with C.J. Anderson. And I think that's the matchup really to watch. And I think it is going to be a good matchup because this Denver defense is very, very good.
Now, Stack told me that perhaps some behind-the-scenes working going on here. Is there a possibility that you'll find yourself out in Denver this coming week?
It is now official.
Woo!
Yes.
Love it.
Myself... Myself and our Rhode Island sportscaster of the year, our sports director, Ken Bell, he and I will be traveling out there. Starting Friday, we'll be out there. We'll get a gauge for what the crowd's going to be like on Saturday and the fans in town. And then Sunday, it's rock and roll. So, yeah, we're excited. We're happy to be going. It's going to be a great game. And I know I downplayed the Brady Manning thing, but, this might be the last time we see these two on the field together against each other. So it's going to be a sight to see, that's for sure.
Well, listen, Nick, we're excited for you. Have a fantastic time out there. We'll be following what's going on Twitter. Enjoy the game, and always great talking with you. We'll do it again soon.
Rich, a pleasure as always. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Nick Coit, ABC 6 in Providence, checking in, talking Patriots with us.